Here's your weekly dose of something geeky. It's the Geek Cave Skypecast, brought to you by Shirtosaurus.com.
And welcome to another Geek Cave Black Friday edition. I'm Darren.
And I'm Chad.
And Justin is getting the tank ready, so the howitzer will be ready to go in just a few minutes. We're going to be heading out, going to be hitting up all the deals, and we wanted to see if we could help you out in the process. So
I really hope he brings smaller water bottles this time.
Yeah.
Last time we went, that was annoyingly painful.
We warned you, man. We warned you.
You know, the thing is, everybody's first time is a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know, I should not have had 2 liters worth of drink before we even got in line. You're right. You're right. You're always right. Except when you're not.
Well, since Justin's not here, let's go ahead and get his segment out of the way. Not a lot going on comic-wise.
Oh, man, that sounded a lot meaner than it needed to be.
There aren't usually comic book-related deals on
there are not usually. But we do have something for Cyber Monday this year.
Yes.
You know, yeah, DC,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, DC's running a buy one, get one digital sales for Cyber Monday. I like the idea. It really sounds like someone's like, you know, I spent all Black Friday shopping for other people. Today's for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to double my comics today for me.
It's not a bad deal. Yeah, buy one, get one. And it works both on DC's website and on Comixology.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's good news.
Yeah, and it's helpful if you have an e-reader or something that will allow you to read these digital comics. You can do it in browser, do it on your smartphone, or you can pick up one of Amazon's Kindle Fires for $50, which is a deal going on right now. And the Fire's not the best Android tablet. I mean, there are a lot better options, but for $50, you're getting a pretty good deal on that.
Well, and let's just say if you're thinking about getting into the market, the Kindle Fire is certainly not the worst of them.
Right.
It's not, you know, the ones that have no actual brand name.
Yeah.
Well, like my mother has an iPad Mini, and she loves it. My dad, who is not really a computer guy, started playing with it, and he got, and I wish I could remember the name, but it's basically Samsung's version of the Mini. You know, it's the Galaxy S5 without phone call abilities. And he loves it. You know, it's, if you're looking to get into the tablet world, Kindle Fire is not a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's a good entry level.
And at $50, that, I don't know that you can beat that price.
No. But you might want to act quickly. Amazon says it's a limited time offer, so pick it up while you can.
As are all of them. So,
yeah.
Truth!
All right. Well, that's it for comics, really. Sorry, Justin. So,
well, I think that's why we sent him to go warm up the tank.
Yeah, he's probably happy you're out there anyway. So, games. This is,
boy, howdy, are there a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is one of the big things for Black Friday, especially if you're looking to get a console. My mother-in-law is looking to pick up a Wii U.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there are So there are a number of Wii U deals. They're all going to be about the same. Your best bet will probably be Walmart, just because they're charging a little bit less. $249 for a Wii U that comes with Super Smash Brothers and Splatoon.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is a pretty good deal. Now, I hear they're going to extend that to the other Wii U bundles they have. So, if you're lucky, you can pick up the Mario 3D World one or the Super Mario Maker bundle that comes with a giant Mario amiibo.
Now, I will be honest. I would just about go for the Mario Maker one anyway.
Yeah.
Just because if you want if you want to get the Wii U with what should have been the original system seller,
yeah,
you know, you will probably not find a better use of the Wii U once you put that in your console for a good month.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game.
And there's great stuff. I mean, Super Smash Brothers, while not my thing, from what I understand, is very, very good. Honestly, if the Wii U had launched with Bayonetta 2, Zombie U, and Mario Maker, it would have probably blown the Wii out of the water in terms of sales, because that would have been your three primary genres.
Right.
But it didn't.
Yeah,
and
it had
so
Zombie
U. It's playing some catch up now.
Yeah, this might actually be the last big year for the Wii U. So,
so get it now before it's gone.
Yeah, if you're on the fence, now's a good time.
Yeah.
Next year, you might not find it easily.
Well, and it is still the least expensive of the consoles.
Yes, for now.
for now, but I mean, the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 there's quite a few deals going now for where you can get them for $300. I know GameStop's doing the Xbox One 300 with Gears of War. PlayStation's doing 300 with the Uncharted collection.
Yeah,
I mean there's all manner of places you can go for that.
I would recommend.
I had another one, but I didn't.
Go ahead.
I had another one up, but apparently I lost it.
I would recommend Dell if you're getting an Xbox One, because Dell's online store, so you don't have to go fight the crowds. But starting Thursday, 6:00 Eastern, Dell's online store, you can get an Xbox One with Gears of War Remastered, and that also comes with all four Xbox 360 Gears of War games.
Wow.
And Fallout 4, which comes with Fallout 3 on Xbox 360, which can also be played on your Xbox One, and a controller, all for $300.
Yeah, go that route. That's if you're looking to get into Xbox, and there are certainly those who are, do that.
That is the Xboxiest bundle.
That is easily the Xboxiest bundle that I have ever heard Xboxed.
Let's see, what else? 3DS, new 3DS, getting a price cut, $20. Most places.
Okay, and I realize that I'm going to sound a little ignorant here, but when you said the new 3DS, do you mean the new console 3DS, or do
yes.
you mean just there's a new release of... And I'm not trying to be funny. When they release the... They have the... For those of you who are tuning in for the first time... Welcome. There is the 3DS, and then they created a brand new, completely updated, not the same system, and named it the new 3DS. And so, but they're still releasing the old 3DS.
Yeah.
With new colors and covers. And
this is
so
the one
it
with
is,
the analog stick, the second so stick.
This is frustrating yeah. for us to have to talk about. So,
but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You'll be able to find that $179 most places. $300 PS4s practically everywhere.
This is true.
With the Uncharted collection, again, practically everywhere.
And why not? If you haven't played the Uncharted games, they're pretty well worth it. Don't buy it from Amazon, because Amazon decided to put it behind a secondary paywall.
Yeah, you have to have
that's
Prime.
Kind of, and that's kind of, well, it's not kind of ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I mean, it's the same irritation that I had with putting multiplayer behind the paywalls of the PlayStation and the Xbox. It's like, so we've paid for the game, now we have to pay for the privilege of playing the game with other people, and I'm not a multiplayer guy. So
it's just the point.
It is. It's like Amazon, you are not Sam's Club, nor are you Costco. I expected better.
Yeah. Walmart will actually be the best place to be if you want to just pick up games or controllers, because PS4 and Xbox One controllers cost about as much as a game nowadays. But you can get them for $40, which will be nice.
Yeah, which is still honestly a little bit high.
It is,
but the technology is growing too. This is the first I've heard of that. That's actually kind of exciting, because the charge cable you get with the PlayStation 4 is, I think it's 17 inches long.
Yeah.
It's 3 feet, but it feels like 17 inches long when you realize, oh crap, I've got to plug in. I still got to play. And now I'm sitting 2 feet away from the television.
Yeah.
Not cool. So.
Yeah, there's that deal. Walmart also has video games for as low as $8, depending on what console you're buying for.
Mm-hmm.
Although Toys R Us has a buy one, get one deal. And they are open Thanksgiving night, as is Walmart.
Don't go Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
Go the next day. Enjoy time with whoever you're choosing to spend time with, so long as those people are not strangers fighting for, you know, something in a store.
Yeah, I mean, no matter where you go, you're going to be in good shape as far as the gaming deals go.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about that. And we'll put links to our picks at deepcavepodcast.com. So movies.
Boy, howdy, movies. Now, I've honestly started thinking that when it comes to Black Friday, the purpose of Black Friday is between the great big ticket items, you know, the TVs, the Blu-ray players, the game consoles, and the movies.
Yeah.
Because it is ridiculous to me that at Walmart you'll be able to get the complete first season of Arrow for $10. Or the first two seasons of Game of Thrones, which normally go for like 40 or 50 for $10. I mean, that's if you're into that, you know. But
oh, yeah, it's how we collect all of Smallville.
I think I was there for part of that.
Yeah, Circuit City.
Yeah. So now that being said, a lot of the buys that you're going to get at those prices are going to be primarily DVD rather than Blu-ray. It doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that you're going to sacrifice the high definition in favor of a really cheap DVD. Well, cheap makes it sound like it's of lower quality. That's starting to sound like I'm just wishy-washing all over the place. Anyway, so Lost, the Jurassic Park, you know, kind of Blu-ray stuff, the before this Jurassic World, you know, we're looking at $7 for Blu-ray. The new Mad Max stuff, you know, the Terminator Genesis, these are all in the $10 bin on Blu-ray.
Nice.
And we'll just focus a little bit on that. However, I will say, if you're going out, by all means, go to Best Buy and do this for me, because we want to encourage this behavior. Best Buy is selling Spaceballs on DVD for $2. They're also selling one of the greatest movies that's been made yet, Ghostbusters, on Blu-ray for $4. Encourage this behavior. These are movies that should be on everyone's lists. If they're not, send them to me. I'll educate them. Yeah. I think that sounds threatening enough to work.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, otherwise, in the TV movie realm, if you were to go to Walmart, and if you're going to go to Walmart, by all means go, but realize that Walmart is like the professionals of the Black Friday game league.
Be prepared.
Yes, it is going to be extraordinarily busy. It's going to be very, very crowded. You probably ought to go either with other like-minded people who you can send on basically missions to go and collect.
Yeah, assemble a team.
Or go by yourself knowing that you're going in for this item or this item or this item. Trying to get all of them is going to lead to a lot of heartbreak. But if you go to Walmart, they're running a couple of TV deals as well. The first one, which actually got me a little bit excited until I realized that I already had a TV.
Yeah.
They're selling a Vizio 70-inch, that's 70, smart class high definition TV, 1080p, for $898.
Ooh.
It's $300 off. I was actually tempted to go and get this. And Darren, you've been to my home. You've seen, you know, I have a large screen TV. I don't know if the 70-inch TV would actually fit in that room and still be able to shut the doors.
It'd be tight.
It would be. It would be one step closer to a movie theater size screen, but wow. Yeah. But wow, would it be beautiful and large. The other TV that actually – this is probably the way to go if you're looking to not necessarily future-proof your entertainment, your video entertainment, but it will certainly keep you going for a while. Hisense, which is a newer brand, they're not quite as tested – is selling at Walmart for $448 a 55-inch 4K ultra HD TV.
Oh man!
Now 4K, the easiest way to explain it is imagine taking four high def TVs and putting them in a grid. And then realize that much definition fits into one 4K TV.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. 55 inches is probably the smallest you would ever want to go for a 4K TV. In my opinion, anything smaller than that, you may as well get high def because I don't think you'll actually be able to see the greater delineation of detail. Now, that all being said, you're taking a gamble. The things that go on Walmart's Black Friday list are generally not the top of the line, and sometimes the products are made specifically for Black Friday, which means that if it breaks, you might be SOL in terms of returning or replacing. If you spend $450 on this, it breaks in within 90 days and you try to take it back, you're not going to be able to turn it in for another 4K TV of the same size. Now, that being said, if you're a gambler, might be worth it. So I don't have a whole bunch of movies to throw your way because the ones that I mentioned are kind of the ones that make the most sense. The TV series are going to go inexpensive. They're going to go $10 to $15, most of them, maybe 20 when they hit Blu-ray. Black Friday is a great time to go after those. Regular movies, you'll see some that you've been thinking about picking up go all the way down to $2-3. So it's really easy to say Black Friday shop for movies,
yeah,
because movies are pretty easy to do. Let's see. I guess this is also kind of going back to games a little bit. Bloodborne, which is one of my picks for Game of the Year, is going to be $20 at Target.
Oh, nice.
So it is massively difficult, and it's not for everybody. But if you like that stock, if you like, a moderate RPG with a very high difficulty level, that's pretty good. And of course, our regular deals on Rock Band, Guitar Hero Live.
Yeah, best place for Guitar Hero Live is Target.
Where easily, $60.
Yeah, selling it for the same price as a normal game. Normally runs $100.
Mm-hmm. So, that is, I think, pretty much what I have. Oh, Black Friday is also offering some free shipping for a while. You know, throughout the season.
Yeah.
So, if you choose to go that route.
Yeah, and good time to load up on those Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus cards because they're half off.
Yes. And let's face it, that's paying for more money.
Yeah.
That's saying, hey, here's $20 and you're going to give me $40. 100% profit is usually celebrated.
Usually, so. I think Justin's got the tank just about ready, so.
Does he? I've been looking out the window, but I don't see him just yet. He might be swinging by Indiana first, though.
Mm. Well, hopefully. I think that's what that sound was. So,
if not, you might want to get into a closet, because it probably means you're getting a tornado. Or some kind of weird blizzard.
That would figure. So, if you are going to be going out either Thursday, but we do recommend Friday instead, just be careful.
Well, it's tradition.
Yeah.
Why start a new tradition of going out on Thursday? That's ridiculous.
Be yes. careful. Load up on carbs so you have plenty of energy.
And remember, be nice.
Very.
I mean, if there's going to be a lot of pushing and shoving anyway, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, don't, or that girl. Don't be that person that ruins the experience for somebody else because you were rude or nasty. You know, that is not a Geek Cave listener.
And if you absolutely have to shop on Thursday, do it online because most of these deals will be live on the store websites Thursday at 3 a.m. Eastern.
Woo!
So there you go.
There you go.
All right, for Justin, who's somewhere, and Chad, thanks a lot for listening. Be careful out there, and if you get a really good deal, let us know about it on Facebook or Twitter or geektapepodcast.com. See you guys later, and remember, everyone's a geek for something.